Hello, world. This is Elizabeth.
And this is Tara.
And this is In Transit.
Two triathletes take on the world.
We have a super stellar show for you this week. You're going to hear a lot of me in all the recordings because Kara, I'm commentating Kara's triathlon. So a lot of the next clips that you're going to be listening to are me hollering like crazy for Kara and for Emily and for Triboomer, who were all in the Texas Man Triathlon last weekend. And Emily is, of course, part of the Zen Army. She's Brett's wife, and she also did the Olympic with Kara, and then Triboomer did the sprint. And the couple random voices that you hear in the following clips are going to be me and Kara and Emily, and the guys are Triboomer and Brett from Zen and the Art of Triathlon. So hopefully that should give you a good preface of what you're supposed to hear next. So anyway, happy listening.
And then, yeah, and after those clips, we go into the regular show stuff.
Right.
So enjoy.
Okay, so explain our surroundings.
It's a huge transition area. Olympics on one side, sprint on another. You can see the water, and there's this highway thing, but it's actually like a little trolley thing that goes around. It's one of the
Skywalk.
It's like a monorail, but not.
Yeah, and we're very metropolitan at the moment. It's very inner city. Skyscrapers. Skyscrapers. I don't know that I'd say skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers. Like big hotels. Well, from small town girls on the side.
Yeah, yeah. These are definitely skyscrapers. Okay, that's the sound of a Garmin, ladies and gentlemen. A Garmin 4x8.
So it's not locating the satellites, damn it.
Buildings are messing it up. Okay, I'm sending out the people. I'm getting out of here. Bye.
I'm coming out in a second.
Anyway, here's what it looks like. You know what? It could rain all day. Yeah. Or it can miss us. Here's the bottom line. Here's the hard, cold facts. I know all of you want to go and you want to know what's going to happen. Here's what we're up against. The kayakers were not allowed in the water, but they are now.
Super.
So what we will have to reset the buoys and make sure that we legally have enough kayakers in there so we don't violate USAT insurance and the city of Irving's insurance. We think we're going to be okay there. Dave will get in a kayak. I'll get in a kayak. We should be fine.
Should I get in a kayak?
We are going to be forced to shorten the swim and do a 500-yard swim and an 18-mile bike and a 5K. We're going to be forced to probably eliminate the entire Olympic distance for a number of reasons.
He's got to be kidding.
But we should be able to get it done. But we should be able to do the 10K on the run. So you'll have a 5K or a 10K option. You are going to need to stay in your wave. We are going to go with the original wave starts, just as planned. Certainly they're going to be delayed, but everything is going to be the same on the swim start. It will be a 500-yard swim for everybody, regardless if you're in the sprint or the Olympic.
I would even do that.
Your bike ride will be 18.6 or 9 miles, whatever it is on your entry form. That's the bike ride. If you have signed up for the Olympic, you must do the 10K. If you signed up for the sprint, you must do the 5K. If you are in the Olympic and you do not finish the 10K, you will not have a finishing time.
Wow. 500 yards. To think. Okay, what do you think about that?
About the swim?
That's substantially shorter.
Yeah. I don't know. It's all right. I mean, it'll be easier, but that wasn't the point, you know?
Right.
So, it's not about it being easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god, is that recorder on? Is this,
yes.
Are you two in transit duo?
It's your lucky day, Brett.
Oh. Yeah. Cool. I'm just a spectator and it's awesome.
Yeah?
It's awesome. I should make a podcast.
Yeah, you should.
You can't do it, it's really hard.
It's really hard.
You have a good radio voice.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the
totally rained out triathlon.
Yeah.
Look, they're doing a podcast.
Oh my gosh. That's
so cool. We should do that. We
should. Okay, all right, what are your thoughts about just swimming five?
Well, I think not just swimming. I shouldn't say just swimming five.
I guess I'm excited in a way because, you know, it's a lot shorter than the other one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm disappointed too, like you were talking about. Right. This is going to be my last race so of this season. But it'll be all right.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a first. We are actually listening to two different podcasts at the same time. So what you're hearing right now is also on In Transit Duo.
That's right.
And we're going to go around. You want to ask questions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, we've got 8 minutes to count down, Kara.
I just put on my swim cap. I'm stoked.
All right, so break it down for us. What are the distances? How do you feel?
500-yard swim, 18-mile bike, I guess, and a 10K run.
Right. So it started out as an Olympic, but it got shortened.
Yeah, it's good, I guess.
It's kind of disappointing.
I mean, yeah, I'm disappointed that it's not a full Oli, but I'll do the best I can.
Hey. Looks like we're going to get this done.
Yeah.
I'm doing the sprint, so nothing's changed for me now. So,
okay. You swim shorter.
What's that?
You swim is shorter.
It's still 500.
But it was 8, wasn't it?
No, it's 500.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I didn't know. Still the same.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Emily's having goggle issues. Try Boomer has his name written across the front of his jersey. So.
Ryan.
Yeah, to get people to yell out your name.
That's right.
I should have put my name.
Emily, your goggles are good.
You need tape or something.
They were really clear all the time.
They'll be all right.
All right.
Okay. So how do you feel about this one?
Just look. They're all like.
What's
that? I don't know. I just. Did you put it in with acid?
Did you get some acid? That's the question.
We got 6 minutes to count.
6 minutes.
How do you feel?
Feel good.
How does this make you feel?
It feels good. I think once I get in the water, I'll be fine.
You will be.
Yeah.
You look like a triathlete.
That's good.
Okay. So that was an exclusive.
Oh, people are lining up.
It's a triathlete.
Okay. Look, there's no.
Yeah, let's move on. Boys and girls. They're playing great music.
They are.
Alright, the green cards are underwater. They're about to start the Olympic wave. There we go.
Got it.
Okay. Four. I think we had a high school marching band. Alright, the second wave of the Olympic men are now on their way. Strolling right through. Wow. It's got a great swim technique over there on the front. And the pink ladies are about to get in the water. Okay, the guy that was leading the first wave of the men's Olympic round is now about to hit the ladders. And the pink ladies are, it's like 6 minutes. Yeah. Wow, that was really fast. Wow, yeah. All right, there's a platform that they have to jump off of. It's an in-water start, and then they make one ring, and they have to get all these wooden ladders. All right, swimmer number two is in. The ladies are just about to start. All right, there's about
10, 9.
About to start the wave.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And they're off. We're starting the waves 4 minutes apart. And Emily and Kara just swam past. You probably still hear the high school band. Okay, it looks like Kara's wave is finishing up. Some girls are hauling ass fast swimmers. But there's a lot of pink caps still on the line. She should be probably finishing up soon. Okay, I think time-wise, it should be getting out of the water. Just a few seconds, I would think. Here they go. Okay. Oh, they're together!
Go, Emily!
Go, guys! Woo! Okay, they're out of the water and in transition area. Right on. All right, I'm going to run over here. See if I can get a picture of them in transition, but who knows? And she's in transition, and she's going fast, putting on a helmet. Go, Kara! Woo! Okay, Kara's out, dude. That was a super fast transition. Oh, how exciting! Okay. Alright, I'm in the bike course now. People are still biking out. Looks like some of Kara and Emily's wave is still, well, majority of them are still coming out. It's some pretty stellar transition times, ladies. Nice job. We just had biker number one come in. Looks like he's got a pretty strong lead. Tons and tons of bikers still going out, actually. It was obviously Olympic. All right, biker number two. Coming around. All right, we got a stream of bikers now coming in. Okay, the first female racer just went in.
All right, way to go.
From the bike.
Woo!
Guys are wrapping up now. This lady must have been fast.
Way to go. Excellent, way to go, girls. Way to go, guys.
Alright, second girl just came in. So the girls must be coming up. So Kara's gotta be coming up at some point, I'm sure, in the next few minutes. Yeah, the girls are wrapping up here. Or starting anyway. I'll have to find a way to beeline over to the transition area. Okay, I definitely know Kara's gotta be coming around the corner here soon. Pretty exciting. Alright, Kara, go, go, go! You're doing good! Alright, Kara just left transition area like probably 30 seconds. I was going to try to record, but I was looking for purple for some reason because she normally wears purple, but she's hauling it, hauling it. All right, here we go. All right, so Emily should be coming in the next probably 5 to 10 minutes, probably, I would think. Probably five. Kara seriously had to haul ass on the bike, no joke. But I've got a great view of the transition area here. I'm right at the exit where they run out. Okay, Emily just got into transition. She is having some trouble finding her spot, but she found it, and she's checking her blood sugar, I'm guessing. Not too sure if that's what she's doing or not, but I'm guessing that's what she's doing. It's moving along. I think I'm gonna try to run for a little bit with Emily. And that's where we are. Okay, I think Emily's about to come out now. She's getting her hat on, number fixed. She looks like she's ready to go. So different watching this. Oh, man, it's so fast.
I ran all the way from way over there to here, and I'm all out of breath. I'm like, super excited.
I know, I know. Kara's gonna be wrapping up the run soon. Alright, Kara just crossed over the finish line, and I'm running on the side of transition area, and the sun is out, and now it's just steamy and hot. Kick some major ass. Emily should be crossing soon, so we'll pause. All right, here comes Emily. Okay, so don't give any race results yet, because we're not to that point, so don't give any outcomes yet.
Well, but, yeah, because I don't have my numbers anyway. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I sort of do. Yeah.
So,
And it's raining right now, if you can hear all the raindrops and we're driving.
Yeah.
Because we just
had lunch with, what?
Nothing. I was going to see if you could continue the sentence or not. That was your lead-in.
Oh, was it? And I did. I picked up. Okay.
Yeah.
And we just had lunch with Triboomer and his family, and then Brett and Emily and Kai from the Zen and the Art of Triathlon pod show.
Yes.
Podcast, or TriCast, as we like to call them.
Yeah.
So they are super freaking cool.
Everybody, and Triboomer's kids are so cute.
I know. I wanted to take Harrison home with me.
He is a little boy, Harrison. How old?
He's six.
Six, okay.
Yeah.
And then Kai is adorable, of course.
And he's two.
Like a little Brett, a little miniature
Brett.
He
really is. He looks just like him, except short.
Yeah. I mean, his face, like, he's got like a long, skinny face, kind of, you know? I mean, seriously, he looks like a...
Exactly.
Baby Brett.
A baby Brett.
He's a handful, though. He's cute. He's a, he was really good, though, actually. I mean...
All the kids were, yeah.
Yeah. Really well-behaved, so...
Yeah.
I was impressed.
I love well-behaved kids.
I know.
That's always a plus.
Yeah. Anyway, it was...
Okay, yeah. So we just had lunch with all of those guys, and Triboomer finished the race at exactly 1 hour and 30 minutes, .00.
I mean, he did the sprint distance.
He did a sprint, yeah. And that was his goal time, and he made it exactly. So if that's good timing, that's good timing.
Uh-huh. And then, are we going to tell them about the race, like what happened and stuff? Or did we already talk about that?
I think we already talked about that this morning.
So, anyway, the Olympic distance got modified quite a bit because of the weather.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which is kind of a bummer for lots of people.
Person running across the freaking road. Jesus. Henry.
What is he doing?
God, he just totally ran out in front of that car. I don't know. Running from the law. Anyway, sorry. We just had a random person running out in the middle of the road in the middle of the rain and everything else.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was kind of scary.
Okay, so back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, okay, so the race got modified.
And so that meant the swim was cut short and the bike was cut short a little bit, but the run was the same. So what are you asking me?
Okay, let's just go piece by piece without giving results yet.
Okay.
How was your swim?
Oh, it was... You mean without giving the time?
Yeah. Whatever? Yeah.
Okay, the swim went... Well, it was only 500 yards, so it went really fast. I felt the half of the swim, I felt like it was a washing machine because I couldn't get any space because there's so many people in my way.
Yeah, there were a lot of pink heads out
there. I had a bright pink cap, and Emily was in my way. And it was so funny because, we started out pretty much the same, but we kind of... As soon as they said go, I didn't know where she went, you know? And then, at the end, you had to climb up these ladders. There were, like, five different ladders, because there's a cement wall that you... to get up and go to the transition area. Well, I just picked the ladder that had the fewest people in line, or like there was one person ahead of me, and it ended up being Emily. we finished the swim pretty much at the same exact time.
Yeah.
And so that was cool. We got to run to T1 together.
Yeah. Okay, so how did... here's what I saw. Here's my perspective. Because I actually have a perspective now from an outsider. We had excellent, spot for watching the swims go by.
Thanks to Brett for that call on that, huh?
For what?
placement of where you stood?
Oh, yeah.
Or he said to go around the...
Yeah, definitely.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So we had a great place to watch everybody swim. Mm-hmm. And then, when your wave went, I saw you swim, but I couldn't find Emily. But I'm assuming she was right beside you since you finished. Uh-huh. And then when you guys came out together, I was like, what the heck? That's so weird. I couldn't believe it.
I didn't know if she was way ahead of me or way behind me or anything. But we must have been, we were probably like bumping into each other and didn't even know it.
Yeah, you might have been. So, and then you went blazing into T1. Okay, so how'd that go? Any troubles?
No, you know, I just put my sunglasses on and my, helmet and put my bike shoes on and I was off. But the one thing that was tricky about it is the way I racked my bike, I thought I could go out that end because I was close to that end there, mm-hmm. and they made us all go the other way. So there were like three people that I had to like jump over basically. Did you see me pick up my bike?
No.
I like picked it up and like went over this girl's head. There's this girl sitting there, putting her shoes on or whatever. First of all, I don't know why anyone needs to sit in transition, but whatever. But anyway, so I like pick my bike up so I don't hit her with it, you know. And I was like, coming through.
So I yelled at night. You get violent during the race.
Yeah, I'm like, get out of my way. No. I just don't like to be messed with. So I get in race mode and I get all serious. Anyway.
Okay, so T1, you were probably there for 35 seconds, Kara.
Are you serious?
Seriously.
I felt kind of slow in my transitions.
You were blazing in and out of there.
Well, I just minimized, you know, it's all about less is more, you know, because all I did was, I didn't wear socks in the whole try.
Uh-huh.
And all I had to do was put my bike shoes on, my sunglasses, and my helmet, and go. So, I mean, it wasn't that hard. And then T2, well, I'll save that for in a minute.
Yeah. Okay, so how'd the bike go?
It was pretty good. It was a two-lap thing, and it was about 18 miles, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be 25 for the Ollie, but they cut it short because of the rain. Well, actually, they said it was cut short because they couldn't have people on the bike course past a certain time because of the city, you know, stuff. So,
since the rain delay.
And they delayed the race and blah, blah, blah. So basically they had to cut 6 miles off.
Right.
Or seven or whatever it was. Anyway. Yeah. So it was fine. I think I passed quite a few people on the bike. Mm-hmm. The whole race I really wasn't paying attention to if I was passing anyone in my age group. I was kind of just.
Good. That's good.
Going. Usually I kind of notice, but since it was mixed sprint and Olympic, I didn't know if the people were sprinters or Olympic, because it was,
right.
Everyone was on the same course, and they just did two laps, and everyone had the same distance bike, so
right.
I couldn't, and our numbers and stuff, I mean, nothing distinguished us.
Right.
So I just figured, oh, well, I'll just do the best I can, and so
yeah.
I think, I'm yet to know what my average was, but I think it was probably about around 20.
Yeah.
Which was, thrilled with, so.
Yeah, completely.
And I didn't see Emily on the bike at all, but I saw a tri-boomer on the bike.
He did really well on the bike. He had good times all around.
Mr. Almost an Ironman.
Yeah. So I didn't see Emily on the bike either. Well, I saw her come in transition. I waited in transition for her because I knew she was going to be just behind you.
Yeah, because her transition, well, she has to test her blood sugar and stuff, and it's a little longer.
Right, yeah. So she left a couple of minutes after you left, so I knew she'd be right behind you.
Yeah.
But as soon as I saw it, I was in shock when I saw you, really, I was. I was like, no way.
Why?
Because I thought you would be like 4 or 5 minutes after when you came.
Oh, sweet.
I was clocking it out. I was like, okay, there's 18. She's probably going to go 18 miles an hour. That's what I was thinking.
So you're thinking an hour.
Yeah, right at an hour. And then...
I think it was 52 minutes or 56 or something.
Right.
I don't know. I'll look. We'll tell you for sure.
Yeah, I was just like, what? And I was blown away. I was like, oh my God. So then I attempted to take a picture. That didn't work. And then I was like, oh my God, she's flying in there. I got to go on the other side so I can yell at you.
when I run it for a yeah.
Right, because that's always
I wasn't
fun.
Moving very fast on my run.
Well, you...
the transition is fast from the run.
I was going to say, I was like, yeah. Ugh. Okay, so yeah, T2, what happened?
It was pretty non-eventful. I mean, all I did was switch my shoes out. I didn't put socks on or anything.
So, no complications?
I took my helmet off and grabbed my... I took my Garmin. It was on my bike. I was going to put it on while I was riding my bike, but I felt like it wasn't safe, so I just left it on my handlebar, you know?
Yeah.
So then I grabbed it, and I grabbed my race belt, and I ran, and I just put my watch on as I was running. So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah, I ran from the corner of the street around transition area and to meet you on your exit, and by the time I got there, you were finished in transition. So, another short transition. Okay. And then,
that was the goal.
Yeah. And then, so, your run?
Well, I started out, I didn't feel terrible or anything, but I just felt slow, you know, sluggish. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, I kind of was going by goals. I'm like, okay, I have to run at least a mile, you know. I was just giving myself little goals, and then I was thinking, because my main goal was to not walk.
Right.
And I was allowing myself to walk through the aid stations. That's right. To kind of give myself a break. But then I decided, okay, I'm not walking. And I just would go little by little. And I felt like I wanted to walk, but I knew I had it in me. Mm-hmm. I was just going to be a wuss if I walked, you know?
Yeah.
So I just...
But it's going. Okay to walk.
Well, yeah. Just but I just... No, but my... One of the things I wanted to prove to myself was that I could do it without walking. Because the last two Olympic tries, I had to walk part on the
track. Right.
So, yeah. So that was good because it basically met my goal of
not
walking on.
So do you think that, do you think an extra 1,000 yards and an extra 7 miles would have made a difference in your running?
I don't know. I feel like I could tell that, I'm still got a lot more, ooh.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad you noticed that, because I didn't.
Cars, in the middle of the road. They're so going to get rear-ended.
Really, they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I'm thinking, okay, the run, would that have made a difference? Well, I feel like I could tell I'm... Like I said on the last show, I've been sick, and I still felt like I was producing a lot more phlegm and snot. usually you do when you're
doing
this
definitely.
Anyway, but I felt like I was more congested, and in a way, it was kind of a blessing that it was shortened mm-hmm. for me. But I don't know. I really can't say because I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
I felt like. I think I still would have been able to run the whole run. It might have slowed me down a little. But, I don't know, really.
So, as far as nutrition, what did you do for nutrition on the race?
I had a goo about, 10 or 15 minutes before the swim started, which I think was really good. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it kind of was skewed because the race got so delayed that I ate it, freaking... before 5 a.m., you know? And so I don't know... I don't know how that affected, you know? I mean, I'm sure a lot of people ate and thinking they were racing at 7, not at... Well, I guess it was only... We started at, 7:50 or something, mm-hmm. so it wasn't that much later, but...
But when you're talking calories for people racing, that makes a big difference. One hour makes a big difference.
Yeah, so, Okay, yeah,
to
so
me,
for breakfast, I had cereal, and I drank, when I, actually the delay was probably good as far as what I was drinking. I drank, almost a whole thing of Gatorade Endurance, which was a big, 32-ounce bottle.
Oh.
So, that was probably good. And then, that was for breakfast and on my way to the race and stuff. And then, 15 minutes before, I had a goo. And
it was a double goo, wasn't it?
It was a power gel. So, they're a little bit bigger.
Yeah, okay.
but they only, they're like 110 calories and the views are 100.
Yeah, okay.
So it wasn't really whatever.
It looked a lot bigger than that.
Yeah, I think their packaging just makes it look big.
Yeah.
Anyway, that went down okay, and I kind of felt it a little coming up, like on the swim. But it wasn't like, it didn't make me feel sick. I don't know. It wasn't like goo tummy or whatever. It was just
burping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was strawberry banana, so it
was... God, I would have yacked my guts up.
Anyway, it turned out to be okay.
Then,
on the bike, I had a water bottle full of Gatorade Endurance again, and I had mixed a goo in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so my goal was to drink the whole thing, and the water bottle was probably about 16 ounces.
Yeah.
But, I took, like, two big swigs of it. That's it. That's all I could... First of all, I was in the zone on the bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And second of all...
In the zone.
Well, I felt like I would have to slow down to drink, you know? Mm-hmm. So...
Drink? I think the way you say drink and drank is funny.
I'm sorry.
No, it's funny.
Anyway, okay. My plan was to drink the whole thing, but I only drank two gulps and...
Right. Well, obviously that was okay.
I guess, yeah, and then on the run, usually on runs I can only get water down, but I decided I have to get, like, some kind of, something other than water, so they had Accelerade, and it was actually pretty watered down, so I handled it pretty well, so, and I have another trick, which I'm sure, like, everybody and their brother does anyway, but I, it was my first try at it, was to pour water over my head.
that is just so funny that you've never done that.
Well, on the run, it was so humid and it was starting to warm up, and then the last, like, mile and a half, it was getting, I felt like I was overheating, kind of, you know, just, I was just too hot. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna drink, and in the past, I think sometimes my stomach gets too full, and that's what's causing me to get sick, because I'll drink so much on the run, and... So I decided I'm going to drink about half the water and then dump the rest on my head.
Yeah.
And it was nice, cold water. So that worked really well. And then also, one of the Accelerate things I had, a couple of them had ice in them.
Oh.
And so I took the ice and, like, put it down my shirt.
That's awesome.
That was nice, too.
Yeah.
So.
I never thought about doing that, but I don't know that I've had ice on a race before.
Yeah. It's kind of, usually they don't have ice in them.
Huh. Interesting.
Well, the... Yeah, it runs and stuff. Anyway, so that was good, and that's probably old news to everyone, but for except me.
Yeah, I definitely like putting, throwing water on my head. It does make a difference.
It really does, and Floyd Landis inspired me on that one.
Go, Floyd.
Because did you hear how that one ride, one stage, he dumped like 40 water bottles over his head or something crazy like that.
Really?
And, because it was really hot, and they think that really actually gave him an advantage over the other riders because he maintained his...
Temperature,
and they were overheating, kind of.
Wow.
Because they just kept handing him water bottles to dump over his head.
Wow.
I'm like, wow, that's true. I mean, that could cool you down and make it easier on your body. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
And it felt really good, so I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, good.
So that was a run, and my goal was to not walk, but I let myself be okay with walking through the aid stations, so I could drink.
Right.
So, you know, maybe a whole 5-10 seconds.
Right.
And I was successful, so
good.
I was happy with that.
Good.
And the last mile and a half of the run sucked because the sun came out.
Yeah.
And it was hot, hot, hot.
Oh my gosh, I was like... I'm so glad I'm not running.
And the last mile and a half, once you get past the mile and a half, there's, shade because it's on a trail, but to get out there is just this road that has nothing. I mean, it's
open road.
Yeah, trees, nothing, so it's hot.
Yeah, it was a pretty inner city, triathlon,
I thought. It really was, really metropolitan, it really kind of a business district.
Yeah, that's a good
description. It wasn't residential
not at all
around there.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a weird
You go through all the industrial and business sections, like on the bike, it's all like business. Yeah, I guess the best way to say it is business district.
Was it pretty flat? I mean, were there any pretty flat?
The bike, yeah, real flat. There's one, really, I would say there's like one hill. Hill that you look at and be like, that's a hill. You
know? Right, that's
the rest
a hill.
Were like, there rolling were, hills. Here and there, there were some slight inclines, but right. Nothing too daunting, but yeah, the bike, that's why I could go so fast, because it was pretty flat, and then the run was real flat, real flat. There was like one slight hill.
Yeah.
And this one was nice flat.
It was uphill the whole way.
Yeah.
Okay, well, cool. All right, so
we'll update in a minute with once the results come out, we'll give those.
Right on. All right, Tara, the results are in.
Yes, I ended up 7th in my age group out of 22 people, so I was pretty happy with that.
I am very impressed. And I'm very impressed.
Yeah, I really I didn't have much expectations for where I'd place, so I was happy with that. And my swim time was 11:25, which actually is kind of slow for me. But I kind of expected that because it was like a freaking washing machine on the swim. I mean, there were too many people. I couldn't get into any rhythm. And by the time I actually got spaced out a little, the swim was almost over. Yeah. So that didn't really surprise me I think I figured out my 100 meter pace would be like 2:30 or something, 2:40, something like way slow. I usually have like a 2:10 or faster 100 meter pace, which isn't that fast anyway, but this is slower than that. So
yeah.
Anyway, I mean, it was okay because it was such a weird swim anyway because it's shortened so much. And with the circumstances, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then my T1 was 1 minute 13 seconds, which was okay.
It seems so much faster to me than that.
Yeah, well,
but that's still a great time.
It was kind of a big transition area, though.
It was, yeah.
Well, and I ended up having to exit out of the bike, the bike rack, the opposite way than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, like, carry my bike over 3 people. Because there was, one of the girls was sitting there, and I had to get around her. So, anyway, that slowed me down a little, or probably put me over a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then my bike was 52 minutes, 48 seconds for a average speed of 20.5 miles per hour.
That freaking rocks.
And I was really happy with that. The fast, but that only put me in, let's see, 1, 2, 3 people were faster. So I was 4th in my age group on the bike.
That's
and
great.
That I was happy with, but I was actually, well, I guess that's about right. Out of that big of a field, that's probably right, because you expect to have some good competitors when you have that big of a field.
Mm-hmm.
So I was happy with that. My T2 is 50 seconds. Happy, I mean, good.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's great.
Okay, I'm looking at other people's times. There's I was 3rd on T2 as far as time. There's a girl that did 41 seconds and one that was 48. And then, hang on, let me look at T1. Whoa, hang on. I had the fastest T1 time.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's cool. Okay, good. That makes me feel good.
Good.
And hang on, let me see my rank on the swim. Okay, so I went back to the swim real quick, and I ranked 10th on that. So that could be, that could bump that up a little better. Okay, and then on the run, my time was 1 hour, 4 minutes, 6 seconds, which gave me a pace, or average of like a 10:21 pace, which I wish it would have been a little closer to 10, but my main goal is to just not walk on the run, so I was okay with that because I know I'm going to be starting my running again, getting it up for marathon training and stuff, so
right.
I'm okay with that. It could have been better, and lots of people beat me on that. There are definitely people a lot slower.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
those are pretty big age groups, though. That was really cool.
Yeah, I'm glad that it wasn't just, like, eight people or something. Mm-hmm. And then I got 7th out of 8 or something. Yeah. So 7th out of 22, that's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, that's definitely good. It was so neat getting to watch it as a spectator because everything seemed so slow. Like, everything seemed really slow. And I'm, like, looking at these people after they get out of the lake, and I'm like, why aren't they running, you know? but they also just swam, you know, their little hearts out. So,
yeah.
But when you're watching it, you're like, run, you know, yeah. Run.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, I guess I'm always in the hurry mode. Or, I mean, mm-hmm. It's a race, you know.
Yeah.
And I feel like people could shave off so much time if mm-hmm. even if they were doing a jog. I mean, just don't walk, mm-hmm. you know. But when they get out of this, like, you know, the transitions, when they transition from swim to through T1 into the bike, a lot of people will just walk. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's just a personal preference.
People have different goals
yeah.
if they're doing triathlon. Some people, it's just the feat that they've been doing mm-hmm. it. So I shouldn't be so critical. But
right.
it just... Especially when you know they're capable. That's
well,
the thing.
Yeah. But, I mean, they just might not care. I mean, which is fine.
Yeah,
totally.
True,
it's just personal preference.
Yeah.
But it's interesting watching it from the fence. And you're like, that dude is going, you know, like, what? Speed it up a little, you know? It seems like it's taking forever. But in reality, it's only like a minute that you're there, you know?
Yeah.
But it just seems like just because you're watching it. But when you're in the middle of it and you're doing it yourself, it seems like you were just there for 20 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
But it was actually like 2 minutes or something.
Oh, yeah. Like when you watch me transition, did it seem like slow-mo or something?
Well, it seemed slow from you getting out of the lake, getting to the transition point.
Oh.
That seemed like it took forever. But
it felt slow. Like.
But there was lots of traffic because people were getting out and kind of getting their balance together and everything. But once you hit over that little beep... You were fast. It seemed really fast to me.
Okay. Yeah, actually, you know, my swim time, my pace is probably a little better than I calculated because it didn't stop me on the swim until I went over the path thing, and I had to, like, get up the ladder and run, mm-hmm. like, I don't know how many yards.
Yeah.
50 yards or something.
Maybe a little longer than that.
And until it closed my swim time out.
Right,
so
exactly.
That slowed it down, obviously.
But those are always things you have to consider. It just puts everybody at the same baseline anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Right, so...
Whatever. But watching it as a spectator, it's definitely interesting. Because it makes you want to be better, I guess, because you see things that people do that you're like, oh, I could change that. Or oh, I could set my shoes up like she did, or, you know.
Yeah.
You get to pay attention to the details of other people's races rather than just concentrating on yourself. So it was really cool.
And watching the first people or whatever,
yeah.
elites or whatever you
want
to call them.
It was so cool getting to see those people go in. People are fiercely, fiercely fast. I have just never even seen anything like it in my life. The first guy out of the lake, I swear it probably took him 5 minutes. I want to look at his time.
Oh,
I want to see
swim time.
Yeah, the first guy.
Here, I can see.
All right, let me pause.
Okay, so the fastest swimmer, his time was 6:16, which is almost half of what my swim time was.
I mean, seriously, I was shocked when he got out. And I guess you'll hear a clip from that. But
do you record it?
Yeah, I recorded when he was getting out. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, but it was really, really cool to be able to move around the course and see how the pros were, you know, preparing for dismount off the bike. I mean, all of it was just super neat. I've never seen anything like it before. It was really cool. But it was so motivating watching these people go, and then it just kind of makes you want to do it yourself. So if you've never done a triathlon and you're interested in doing it, go watch one. It's super confusing
and
super
cool.
It's
early in the morning, but it's worth it.
It's definitely worth it. I really think so. And it's so energizing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I was soaking wet and exhausted by the end of the day, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'm happy. I had a good time. I was just bummed that it wasn't a true Olympic distance.
Yeah.
But I can't change it now.
Right.
That will just give me something more to work toward at the beginning of next season. So.
Right.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you did really well, Kara.
thanks, Emily, too, and Triboomer.
Yeah.
They both, Triboomer did the sprint, so.
Yes.
And, but he did great, and well, and he was coming off of a half Ironman from last week, so.
He is ridiculous.
So, he's, wow. He's crazy good.
He's but, hardcore.
Yeah, and it was cool, and we got to meet Dave Scott, and yeah. We got to do lots of, you know, meet lots of cool people, and it was just a cool race atmosphere. Mm-hmm.
Definitely was. Anyway. All right. So that's your Try 101.
Okay, this next part, we found out about this brand new business, and it's only, I think they say how old it is in this clip.
Yeah.
But I guess it pretty much explains itself, so... We are stoked about this new business we found out about at the triathlon at the expo, and the following clip explains it all.
Okay, well, we're sitting here with the Girls Try Harder girls, and you're a new company, right?
We're a brand new company.
Okay.
This is our third day in business.
Oh, right on.
Well, we met through Leukemia Society Team in Training.
Good.
And did Lava Man in Hawaii.
Wow.
This past April, and there just wasn't a lot of girly kind of stuff to wear.
I know, so exactly.
It's been a hit. It's been wonderful this weekend.
It's super cute. I've seen a lot of stuff go around, so it's really cool.
Yeah, we heard people were wearing our stuff last night.
Yeah, how exciting is that? This is a great way to get your stuff out there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so who are you?
I'm Debbie McDonald.
Debbie McDonald.
I'm Jay Lewis.
Jay Lewis.
And the other two owners are Teresa Baliga and Julie Grimm.
Well, cool. Congratulations, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Thanks for getting stuff out here for us girls.
I know. And keep checking back the website. We'll be adding on all the time.
Oh, I'm assuming it's girlstryharder.com.
It's girlstryharder.com.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
And now it's time for this week's Bon Voyage Trip Tip of the Week. Kara, we came across a problem in at the beginning of the morning in your triathlon morning. So.
Well, yeah, but we had the solution. So.
Exactly.
Well, one thing was that just the weather, it was so stormy and stuff that my... I wanted to set up my transition area, but I didn't want my shoes and everything to be all soaking wet and my glasses, so luckily I had plastic bags with me to take care of that, so
like
I could cover
everything. Like just empty Target bags, kind of.
Yeah, like just shopping bags, and then I also had some scissors with me so I could kind of cut them in half. I guess you could also bring like just a garbage bag, a bigger one, so it could cover more area. And so that's one tip, and another tip is bring scissors.
Right.
This race was kind of unique because they made us wear these plastic wristbands, and in order to get your gift, as they called it, at the finish line.
What was it?
It was the towel.
Oh, right.
It ended up being a towel that had said Texas Man Triathlon and like the sponsors' names and stuff, which was nice.
Yeah, that was a nice towel.
Yeah. So once you got your towel, they cut your wristband off. So that I thought that was kind of a waste, but you know, whatever. And then and we've mentioned in the past another good thing to bring is a marker. So that way you can mark yourself if need be, if you're running late or whatever, if your numbers come off. Whatever.
But I can think of 1,000 reasons why you need a pair of scissors. So pack a pair of scissors in your tri-transition bag.
Oh, and you can also bring a marker in case you need to get some autographs from people.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea, too.
Yep. So anyway, those are a few little tips when you're planning a triathlon trip.
Yeah.
Alright, it's time for Exercise Your Brain, and this week we just want to either refresh your memory or help you learn something.
Yeah. Everybody pretty much already knows this answer, or hopefully does know this answer, but we're putting it out there to remind you.
Even if you already know this, and it's completely easy, at least maybe it'll remind you to check it.
Right.
Take care of it. So... the question is, what is an optimal blood pressure?
Right.
And also, a secondary part two of the question is, what do the numbers in your blood pressure mean, the top and bottom numbers?
Right.
So, if you think you know the answer, even though many of you will probably already know this, we really would like you to send in the answer.
Yeah, so we can say your name on the show.
Yeah, and yeah, so you can show off a bit and help everyone else learn too. So send either give us a voicemail. It's 920-482-4822, or
you can hit our website up at www.intransitduo.com.
And our emails are listed on there.
Right.
So hopefully that will remind you to keep an eye on your blood pressure, because you can't tell whether you have high blood pressure or not for the most part.
Right.
I mean, you're not just going to sit there and know.
Exactly. So go exercise your brain and go look it up.
Yep. Okay, this next segment is in the news, and this week we are especially directing this toward women because the Go Red campaign from the American Heart Association is recognizing September as the, not just them, but they are taking part in it. It's National Cholesterol Education Month, and they want to help women especially take care of their cholesterol and their hearts.
And so have you ever seen those little red dresses around with those little red pin dresses that you wear as a pin? Did that make any sense?
Yeah.
Those little red dresses that you wear as a pin.
It's a pin that is of a little red dress.
Yeah, and it looks like the dress is moving.
A pin as in P-I-N.
Right. You wear it. You can wear it.
Right.
That's the cholesterol dress.
Yeah. Well, it's women's heart health.
So right.
Because a lot of times heart health is directed toward men because men are known to have heart attacks and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's basically just the stereotype.
Women's
and,
heart health.
But women are also affected by heart attacks and all the heart issues, so they want to make people aware of that. Anyway, okay, so long story short, here are some tips from American Heart Association to recognize National Cholesterol Education Month. And the first one is knowing your numbers. If you haven't already had a cholesterol screening, schedule one as soon as possible to learn your total cholesterol number, which includes your LDL, HDL, and triglyceride levels. And high-density lipoproteins and low-density lipoproteins are what LDL and HDL stand for. And HDL is your good cholesterol, and LDL is your bad cholesterol.
Right, so the higher your HDL is, the better, and the lower your LDL is, the better.
Yeah, and it's also, another one of their tips is to understand the difference. And we encourage you to talk to your doctor to find out what your cholesterol is and figure out if those numbers are where they should be. Okay, so, and some ways to keep your numbers in check is to create a diet that's low in saturated fat, trans fat, and cholesterol, as well as an exercise plan. And hopefully, if you're listening to this podcast, you get the exercise plan down. But you never know.
If you don't exercise, then you might want to talk to your doctor about incorporating exercise into your daily activities.
Yeah, and triathlon is the way to go for that, and the only way. Just kidding.
Nothing else.
Anyway, but yeah, even if you have been a triathlete in the past, you might be listening to this, and you might have fallen off the wagon. And also, Well, also, because we're coming to the end of the season, we don't want people to fall off the wagon.
Seriously, it's so easy to do that.
Falling off your tri bike. It's so easy to think, okay, this is my last tri this season, now I can do nothing. So it's basically, the gist is to not be reckless and just, not become an old guy who gets fat in the winter. You know,
and you're only active when tri season's here, so.
Right, yeah. Because, and also if you keep your, at least a base throughout the winter, then your tri-season is going to end up being better anyway when it starts in the spring.
And then you got an Ironman calling your name.
Exactly. And then also, so another thing about cholesterol, depending on every person is different. Diet and exercise, they're important, but they might not get you to where you need to be. And so the doctor may need to prescribe medication depending on your situation.
Right. Everybody's special.
Yeah. So the whole gist is to get your cholesterol checked. When you get an annual checkup, just say, you know, you want your blood tests done. Mm-hmm. And talk to your doctor about what those numbers mean.
Right. And what your particular ideal numbers would be for your HDLs and your LDLs.
Exactly. So that is in the news for this week.
All right. Well, since we are wrapping up the end of tri season, Karen and I decided to make a tentative schedule of what we're going to do to stay in shape.
Yeah, and it takes us through March, so mm-hmm. basically to the beginning of next tri season.
Right, because we're cool like that.
We are pretty cool, I think. Anyway.
Okay, so what's the first race we have set?
All right, so the next event we have coming up is on October 15th, and it's called the Monster Tri, Monster mm-hmm. Triathlon. It's in Keller, Texas, which is close to Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. And it is a...
Sprint.
It's... Let me tell you the distances. It's about... It's a 300-meter swim, pool swim, about a 12-mile bike, and a 5K run. So it's pretty... brief course.
Yeah, brief is a good word.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still not sure that I'm going to do it, but... I don't know why I wouldn't, I guess.
I want to. I think it'll be fun.
I think it will be fun.
I read the description, and it seems like they're going to make it real laid back and and kind of have like lots of Halloween stuff going on.
I was going to say, I bet there's going to be a lot of costumes on the course.
They said on the there's going to be, I don't know if it's a contest or if they're inviting people to wear costumes on the run course.
Yeah.
It's like probably when you get to TTA, you put on a costume.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I might have to participate in that.
I might have to, too.
I'll have to come up with some good ideas.
Yeah.
So that's in about a month or a little less than a month.
Oh, good. Okay, and so then, that's October 15th. What's next?
Then the second event is on October 28th. It's the Marine Mud Run in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I did it last year. It's a 10K run course, but there's 15 obstacles. And they're all, like, water obstacles or muddy. And
I can't wait. I have always wanted to do one of these.
Stuff and crawl under things and go through tunnels and climb.
Basically, it's a six-mile obstacle course.
Right.
That's basically it. Right. And you are going to basically be covered from head to toe in mud by the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the thought of that. So
it's fun. And then, let's see.
I'm totally
They have like fire hoses to hose you down when you're done, so you don't have to drive home all completely muddy.
That's awesome.
And it's on the Naval Air Base.
Naval Air Station. In Fort Worth.
You know all the the NAS. Mm-hmm. Is that what that stands for?
Yes.
Yeah. You're the military brat.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay, so, and then the next one after that is November 11th, and it's called Rock Ledge Rumble.
So we're doing races, starting in October, we're doing races every other week.
Oh yeah, I guess it does. That's cool though.
Oh, yeah.
That's good motivation.
It is. Well, I like these, goals.
These next three, like the Monster Tri, the Mud Run, and Rock Ledge Rumble are really fun events. So mm-hmm. Rock Ledge Rumble is a trail run. It's put on by North Texas Trail Runners, and I did it one year. It is out at Grapevine Lake, where mm-hmm. we have podcasted from a couple times.
Yeah, a zillion times.
And it is, well, actually, it's kind of funny because they call there's 15K, 30K,
and
50K. And these North Texas trail runners are like long distance trail runner people.
And this, and this trail run is not the easiest mm-hmm. in the book.
Well, that's why we chose 15K, which is about 9 miles, I think.
9.3.
Yeah, and... we're both planning on doing marathon training, which we'll get to that in a minute, which marathon we're doing and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a challenging 9 miles, not a run through the park.
Right, exactly.
a run through the park, but not an easy run through the park. And anyway, I did it, though, and it's a really good run. But it's funny because they call the 15K the fun run. Yeah, because it's only 9 miles or whatever.
Whatever.
But because they're... The other distances are so much longer.
Right.
Well, 30K and 50K, that's pretty mm-hmm. long. Anyway, okay, so that should be fun. We got to sign up soon, though, because that one sells out, because we were going to do it last year, but it was sold out. So
Yeah,
it's true. A really cool event, because they cap it out at, I want to say, like 300 people, because it's trail, you know, so you can't have, like,
it's really crowded.
Many people.
That's true. I have a friend that did the 50K on that, I think it was last year.
Oh.
I think it was last year. But he does 50Ks all the time.
Oh, you have
He's
a friend.
Crazy. You have friends?
That's cool. Anyway, is he doing it this year?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to reconnect.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay. And then, okay, so that's November 11th. And then December, I think it's December 5th, is the White Rock Marathon here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do the half marathon there.
Right. And we've both run this course before.
I've run it 3 other times, I think.
Yeah.
It's not the most exciting course. Well, it's not very exciting if you do the half marathon because you don't actually get to go around the lake. Mm-hmm. Because you get cut off, you get diverted before that to head back to the American Airlines Center. Anyway, it's good and it's local and it's what we'll need to do for training. And I like to do events when I'm training, or shorter events when I'm training for a longer event, because mm-hmm. I think it puts you more in race mode.
It does.
You know, what kind of pace, or how to pace yourself, mm-hmm. basically, for yeah. when you feel that all the people around you and the adrenaline. And
exactly. Yeah.
And, yeah, so good.
Mm-hmm. That'll be a good run.
And then this one, I'll let you.
Oh, the 3M half marathon in Austin. That's going to be on January the 28th. So we'll actually have to, that's perfect for our schedule as far as our training schedule goes.
And we for get those to go to of Austin.
You, and it'll be, yeah, and Austin's a great place to run, too. Mm-hmm. And so if I forgot, I don't know if we mentioned this or not, but the training program that both Kara and I are on is the Hal Higdon's
training. I think we mentioned it last week.
I think
something.
So, too.
Yeah, Hal Higdon's.
But we're both using the novice one because that seems to work best with our schedule. So, but I've also...
And I'm a novice. I know you're... Mm-hmm.
I like the novice schedule, though. I do. I think I'll probably always stick to the novice schedule.
Yeah.
I don't see me ever changing from that.
The culmination of all this mm-hmm. is...
Brings us to the grand finale, which is going to be a marathon in March. But we're tossing around the idea, and we've mentioned this before, of going to do the City of Rome Marathon in, of course, Rome, Italy.
Yeah, actually in Italy. Yeah.
Yeah, actually in Italy.
Not Rome, Texas or
right.
something.
Okay, side note.
Okay.
Speaking of that very statement, I have... yesterday I heard someone cross the finish line. I was listening to
from
their name.
From Paris, Texas?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said from Italy. And I was wondering if there was a place called Italy, Texas.
I think there's Little Italy.
Okay, maybe he said
is that
Little
was?
Italy then. I don't know.
There's a rally called Tour d'Italia or something like
okay,
that.
Okay, and it's in that, Little Italy?
Yeah,
okay,
I think so.
That had to be what it was, because I looked at this guy and the guy looked at me and we were like, Italy? What? Is there in Italy, Texas?
There is a guy at the race, Texas man, that he was from Australia.
Mm.
They're like, all the way from Australia.
Wow.
Here to Texas, to Dallas.
Whoa.
You know, I thought that was cool.
That's way cool.
But I was thinking, but then that made me think, God, I'd rather go to Australia. But
tell me about it.
I wonder if you're...
In Australia, dreaming of Texas.
In Australia, would you be like, oh, that'd be so cool to go to Texas?
Well, I'm sure it would. It's a whole new land.
Yeah.
So.
So maybe we should appreciate where we are.
We should. We should. Anyway, so we want to go to Rome and do that marathon. But I've got a couple of emails on marathon suggestions, too. So we're tossing around a few ideas, but I think my heart is set on Rome right now. So
yeah, so we just have to work out the details on that to figure out, you know, time off and, you know, travel dates and all mm-hmm. that good stuff. So
yeah, and that's on March the 18th.
Start too. learning some Italian, so we might be bringing some Italian to you in the next few shows for our Words of the Week. Yeah. So, so that's our plan. That brings us all the way through March. And then for my long-term plans for the next year, for me, I want to try to start out the season... I'll probably start early season, like in April, with a sprint, and then do Olies through the summer, and then end the season with a half Ironman. That's what I hope to do, and it's going to depend on, you know, obviously how I'm feeling and all mm-hmm. that, but...
Yeah.
And what's your plan?
My long-term goals, I think, for next tri season are going to be for me to do 4 triathlons, and maybe 1 to 2 of them... At least one. Hopefully 2 of them are going to be Olympics, hopefully. But I'm going to start the season out with sprints, I think. But especially coming off, I want to start out on an early triathlon because we'll be coming off marathon training. I'll be good and fit, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I kind of want to start Well, it's going to depend. Usually, from what I recall, which I could be wrong, is that the real early triathlons are usually sprints because they're in the pool still.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I'll probably start with the sprint.
Okay, I forgot. I wasn't thinking about that.
Because I want to maintain my fitness. Mm-hmm. And so basically the focus is, since tri-season's ending, it's going to focus on running and try to get our running and do the marathon. And I'm going to keep cycling, too, and swimming, hopefully. And I have a couple bike rallies I'm planning on doing. One is the Power Rally in Denton, Texas. Or they're both in Denton, which is... maybe it's less than 40 miles northwest of Dallas. One's called the Power Rally, that's October 14th, and one is the Turkey Roll, and that's on November 18th. So I'm probably going to squeeze those in, too, with my cycling team, the Wild Stallions.
Go Stallions.
Yeah, go Stallions. And, yeah.
So, yeah, I guess we've got a packed schedule there.
You kind of think, oh, dry season's ending. Oh, I can, you know, relax and really...
And sure, take a couple weeks off, but got to get back into it.
I really like having a schedule, or I like having events to look forward to so I can keep my motivation for training.
Me too. Yeah, I'm exactly the same. I'm just so excited to start doing more run events. I'm super stoked.
I love running in cool weather. And
yeah, and today's a perfect, beautiful day. I'm going... cut out of work early today and and go for a jog. Yeah, I probably won't be able to make it, but yeah, I'm definitely going for a jog tonight, and I'm so excited. It's perfect. Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's good thing we work together so we can record on our lunch hour.
I know. Anyway. All right, so we hope you enjoyed the show this week. Kara, congratulations. Emily, congratulations. Boomer, congratulations.
And it was so cool to meet all them. We got to meet Boomer's family and...
The kids are so cute.
The whole Zen and the Art family.
Yeah. Little bitty Kai.
He's so cute.
Baby Brett.
Yeah, mini Brett.
Yep. Anyway, so congratulations, you guys, and we'll talk to you next show.
Oh, and this week, the pump-up song is... Less Than Jake, Look What Happened. This is an awesome band, one of my favorites, and this is one of their songs that you can download from the... PodSafe Music Network, I think it's called. So music.podshow.com. So check it out. Less Than Jake. Here you go. ただいまより午後11時53分をお知らせいたします。And I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try, and we'll walk in circles around this whole block, walk on the cracks of the same old sidewalks. Then we'll talk about leaving town, yeah, we'll talk about leaving. I swear it's the last time, and I swear it's my last try.
just outside and just leave town tonight. And I swear, it's the last time. And I swear.